two words about your COVID-19 spending habits. Big changes. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 5th day of October. Thanks for coming by. Stocks rose today as President Trump said he'll be leaving the hospital this evening. You know that cocktail the president received for his COVID-19 case? Well, there's some legal issues with that. Theater stocks plunged today, and we'll share why. Folks are now depressed. Who can blame them? But it could be worse. You could be living in Venezuela. We've got the Wall Street Report and the return of the automat, whatever that might be. The news? Well, that is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, it is the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thank you, Hunter Pease, for that introduction. And yes, you can reach us on Twitter, should you wish. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, everything is changing, including what consumers are doing with their money. To better understand how Americans' spending habits have changed since the COVID-19 lockdowns began in March of this year, Finance Buzz surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults about both their buying habits and financial behaviors, and this is what they found. Data shows that 31% of Americans are spending more, 32% the same, and 36% are spending less on overall monthly expenses. But these numbers don't tell the whole story because most people have increased their spending on certain categories while cutting expenditures on others. Like what? Well, 44% of Americans are spending more on groceries than they did prior to COVID-19, much to the delight of grocery stores and a big negative for restaurants. Vacations have also taken a dive this year. A whopping 72% said they put off travel, and another 53% said they're buying less fuel. Consumers are spending on things like masks, disinfectant wipes. Where do you find those, by the way? And hand sanitizer. Consumers are also doing lots and lots of home repair. In fact, foot traffic has increased by 53% at Home Depot. 58% of homeowners and 38% of renters report that they've done a renovation project in the past couple of months. Painting, by the way, is the most popular of the projects, followed by bathroom updates and flooring. You are also buying furniture and electronics, and that figures. If you're going to stay home more and work from home, you might as well do that, right? Oh, and kitchen gear, so that you can actually do something with all those groceries. Now, there is a downside of all this, and that is called credit card debt. Some Americans have also seen their financial situation worsen. 25% of survey respondents admitted they're now carrying a higher credit card balance today than in March of this past year. Well, markets were up today on the news that President Trump would be leaving Walter Reed Medical Center later this evening. While Trump's medical team was positive about his prognosis, some observers have questioned the official details of Trump's health. Trump's blood oxygen level had dropped twice in recent days, and doctors had given him a steroid to treat his symptoms. But the president tweeted that he is feeling much better and he wants to go home. I'll have those numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals antibody cocktail given to President Trump to treat his COVID-19 symptoms was developed with the unauthorized use of a fluorescent protein. That, according to a lawsuit by a California company that patented the technology. Why are we not surprised? It is, after all, 2020, right? Allial Pharmaceuticals and Pharmaceutical Incorporated, a closely held company founded in 1999, sued Regeneron today, seeking royalties for the use of its neon green protein in developing the experimental treatment. A separate federal lawsuit was filed in California against Pfizer and BioNTech, partners in the race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Shares of movie theater companies fell today after Cineworld Group decided to temporarily suspend operations at all of its American and British movie theaters, the latest sign of how pandemic-related film delays are ravaging that industry. In total, some 28,000 employees are now out of work. The industry took a turn for the worse after the delay of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's latest James Bond installment, it's called No Time to Die, which was pushed back from April to November. Cinema operators were counting on the film to end a drought of new movies, helping them recover from closures throughout this year. But MGM, like most other studios, has opted against releasing big new movies so far this year. The number of adults experiencing depression has tripled in the United States since the coronavirus outbreak began. That according to a study by the Journal of the American Medical Association. The data says that one in four adults are reporting symptoms of depression. Meanwhile, recent surveys by telecommuting platform FlexJobs also reveal rising levels of mental health concerns among workers. Before the pandemic, 5% of employed workers and 7% of unemployed workers said that their mental health was poor or very poor. Well, now, 18% of employed and 27% of unemployed workers say they struggle with severe mental health issues. Employers have been hesitant to address some of the side effects of mental health, says Bree Reynolds. She's a career development manager at FlexJobs. She says that, quote, when this started, employers were surprised to see productivity rise. They didn't realize that employees were pushing themselves to their limits, but now workers are starting to feel burned out and are looking for resources to help with burnout symptoms, end quote. Well, talk about mental health and depression, it could be worse if you lived in Venezuela. According to people with knowledge of the situation, the country has begun to import bank note paper and is mulling plans to print bills with larger denominations as hyperinflation causes a shortage of cash. According to the story, the central bank in Venezuela is considering new bills starting with 100,000 bolivars. It would be the highest denomination yet, but it's still worth only 23 cents. See? It could be worse. Stock shot up today. Two reasons. The first was the improvement in the condition of President Trump, and the second was renewed hope for another round of stimulus from the federal government. Even the president today tweeted out the word stimulus in caps. The Dow ended the session up by 465 points to end at 28,148, while the NASDAQ clicked up 257 points to close at 11,332, and the S&P 500 rose by 60 points, ending the day at 3408. And finally, there is this. They are called automats for food. The next pandemic-era evolution of restaurants may be taking shape in Latin America. A Colombia startup called Robin Food is building a chain where customers have almost no contact with staff, as digital orders for meals costing just a few bucks are delivered or picked up from a modern automat. Now, the company plans to expand from 50 stores to 1,000 stores in the next 5 years. Robin Food uses what's called cloud kitchens, also known as ghost kitchens, a takeout or delivery concept that's gained popularity in major U.S. cities as brick-and-mortar restaurants are shutting down during the pandemic. The ghost kitchen is one, it's a local restaurant, but it caters to takeout, delivery, or now putting food in, yeah, you guessed it, automats. It's kind of a vending machine, only it's with fresh food. So that's what it is. All right, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.